जब ब्रह्म बंध हो, ब्रह्म बंध हो, क्षत्र बंध हो, पर्सन बॉर्न इन द फैमिली ऑफ ए ब्राह्मण बट हैज नो ब्राह्मण क्वालिफिकेशन, ही इज कॉल्ड ब्रह्म बंध. Friend of a Brahman. Bandhu means friend. Sister of a person, a man, his father is high court judge. So there is no harm that he belongs to the family of such and such high court judge. But that does not mean he is high court judge. It should be known. That is the difference. Brahmana and Brahma Bandhu. Brahmana means Guru Karma Vibhav. He must have the quality. Sama, Dama, Saucham, Sikha, Ajavam, Jnanam, Vijnanam,
Hasikram, Brahma Karma Svabhav. He must be self-controlled, controlling the mind and the senses, that very clean shaucham, sattam shaucham, that siddhika, tolerant, ajava, very simple, no duplicity, simple, ajava, jnanam, full knowledge, vijnanam, knowledge applied in practical life, very vijnanam. This life is called science. Science means to know the things correctly. And by practical experience to understand the things correctly. That is vijnanam. Jnanam means theoretical knowledge. And vijnanam means practical application of the knowledge. Simply if I know this is the qualification of brahmana, but there is no practical application, that will not do. One must pass the engineering examination and work as an engineer, then he is called an engineer. One has passed the law examination and is practicing in the core, then he is lawyer. Two things required. Similarly, all this varna vibhava, division of varnas, guna karma vibhava. Guna means he must have the necessary quality, at the same time he must work with that quality. Then he is Chātur Varna Maya Tuṣṭaṁ Guna Karma Vibhāva. So, yes, Asatthāma is born of a Brahmana father, but his work has been through just like a butcher. Therefore, he is called Brahma Bandhu. He is called not a Brahmana, Brahma Bandhu. Brahma Bandhu Sthira Atataina. Atataina, aggressor. A Brahmana does not require to kill a person with weapon. No, that is Kshatriya's business.
If one is actually a Brahmana, of course in the Kali Yuga that Brahmana is not to be found. He simply cast his sabhisen to kill a man. If a Brahmana curses somebody, just like Maharaj Parikshit, he was cursed by Brahmana's son, means not fully Brahmana, grown up. A child, a boy, 12 years old, he cursed Parikshit Maharaj that within 7 days he will be bitten by a serpent, and it came to be true. So, Brahmana does not require any sword or any arrow to kill a man. His very word is sufficient. Therefore, when somebody has to be killed, the Brahmana would bring it to the Kshatriya, not killing himself by way. That's like Vishwamitra. He wanted to kill one Rakshasi. So he came to Maharaj Dasarath, Kshatriya, to do the business of killing. There are so many, that is Shastric evidences. So here Brahma-bandhu, Asatthama, was born of a Brahmana, Dronacharya. But he killed the 5 sons of Draupadi, much above when they were sleeping. So what to speak of Brahmana, he is less than a Kshatriya even. Because a Kshatriya also do not kill anybody while one is sleeping. A Kshatriya challenges, offers him everything, fights, and then one of them is killed. That is, so here it is Brahmavas, Apataina. Apataina, aggression. Anyone who kidnaps one's wife is called aggressor. One who sets fire in your house, he is aggressor. One who is coming to kill you with weapon, he is aggressor. In this way, there is a list of aggression. So, aggressor can be killed immediately. If somebody is aggressor, there is no sin in killing aggressor. The enemy who sets fire to the house, administers poison, attacks all of a sudden with deadly weapon, plunders wealth, or injures agriculture, peace, or entices one's wife is called an aggressor. Everything, this is basic knowledge, everything has got definition. So, this Asatthama was an aggressor. Therefore, Arjuna decided to kill him. Although he is born in a Brahmin family, naturally a person born in a Brahmin family is expected to become a Brahmin by qualification. That was the training. The Brahmachari, generally the son of Brahmana and Kshatriya, especially these two sects, up to Vaishya, they were trained as Brahmachari, and Shudras were not interested. The door is open for everyone, but the lower class, except Brahmana or Kshatriya,
they are not interested to become Brahmacharya,
or their parents are not interested.
Just like you are going to open this Brahmachari school or ashram. But I am doubtful whether we will get many children, because in this age people are interested to become Shudra. Nobody is interested to become Brahman. Technology means Shudra. Technology is not the business of a Brahman or Kshatriya or Vaishya. No. Just like blacksmith, goldsmith, carpenter, craftsman, these are technology. They are meant for the Shudras. Brahmanas,
they are to be trained up how to become truthful, how to become controller of senses, how to become simple, how to become tolerant, in this way. Kshatriya, how to become strong, stout, brave, no going away when there is challenge, not to go away from fighting, to possess land to rule over, Ishvara Bhavanta, and charity. These are the Kshatriya qualifications. The charity was given by the Kshatriya. Even there are instances that Mohammedan rulers in this country, they also gave in charity land and temple in Vrindavan. There are many instances. Aurangzeb gave some land, Jahangir gave some land. There is still one temple. It was constructed by Jahangir. And the other side of it, Jamuna, there is a village called Jahangirpura. That village was given to the Brahmanas for maintaining the temple. So, charity, that is Kshatriya business, and perform yajnas, giving charity, and to rule, not to go away from fighting, challenge, very strong, stout. These are Kshatriya qualifications. And the Vaishya qualification, agriculture, krishi goraksha, and cow protection. Krishi goraksha, manijyam. And if there is excess, then manijyam, trade. Otherwise, there is no question of trade. And Vaishya and Shudra, Parichadhyatma, to ask for some parents, and that is, this blacksmith, goldsmith, the weaver, to get some work from him and pay him something, maintain him, that is Shudra. So, in this Shastra it is said, follow Shudra Sambhava. And because you know, almost everyone is a Shudra, you'll find they're interested in accepting some service. Even one is born of a Brahmin family, he is looking after some good job. That is Shudra mentality. That is not Brahmana's business. Brahmana will not accept anyone's service. Neither the Kshatriyas, neither the Vaishyas, only Shudras. So, considering all these points, Ashwatthama is accepted here as Brahma Bandhu. And at the same time, he agrees, Brahma Bandhu, Ashwatthama. Therefore, Arjuna promised, I shall kill him. Arjuna did not promise to be a Brahmana. No, that was his consciousness. Because he strove to be Brahma Bandhu and Atatayana, he deserved to be. Therefore it is that. So, next verse, can you read? This verse. Arjuna is guided by incorrigible law and friend and guide. Krishna's name is Sutta. Sutta means foreigner. And Sutta means never foreigner. The Mahavadi philosophers, they foolishly say that when God becomes entangled by Maya, he becomes a living entity. Jiva makes him forget that he is God. Then he becomes a Jiva. This is Mayavada. But how God can degrade to become a man or any animal? He is Otsuka, he never falls. Otherwise, how is God? If God also falls, it's like you fall down. Asatthama, he is son of a Brahmana. But he is fallen to become a Buddha because he is a living being. He is different from God. In another place we find Krishna says to Arjuna that both Arjuna and Krishna were present when the Bhagavad Gita in a snapshot was given to Sam Gaur billions of years ago, Krishna said that you have forgotten. I, Krishna. So, this is Achyuta. He never falls down from any standard. He is always perfect, complete. So one who is not complete is Jiva. Oh. And
Vibhu.
Vibhu, there are many examples. Just like fire, blazing fire. We have got experience. And there are sparks. These sparks fall down sometimes and become extinct without any ignition, without any burning power. When so long the spark is within the fire, it has got the same quality, illumination and burning quality. But as soon as falls down, extinguished, no more illumination, no more burning. So, our position is like, although we are part and parcel of God, mamaivam sujivo, because we have truth of fallen down from our spiritual atmosphere. This like spiritual atmosphere, Krishna's friends, our boys, they're playing with Krishna. That is also play. And here in this material world, the boys, they also play football. But these two plays are different. One is spiritual and another is material. Name itself, the spark, when it is with the fire, it is illuminating and burning. But when the spark falls down, it will fall down on the ground. There are three chances. One chance is the spark falls down on dry ground. Then there is fire. As soon as the spark falls down on the dry ground, there is fire. For some time. And when the spark falls down on the ground, it is extinguished. And when the fire spark falls down on the water, then it is not only extinguished, it becomes no more in flavor. Very difficult instance. Similarly, when we fall down from the higher spiritual world, we associate with three qualities. Purusha Pratishtha Bhumte Pratidhyan Guna. This is the statement of our Guru. Pratidhyan Guna. In the Prakriti, in the material world, there are three modes of material nature. Satogon, Rajogon, Tamogon. So, there is time. When you fall down, you can fall down anywhere. This example, the nature of this path falls down from the original path. You can fall down on the dry grass, you can fall down on the water, it can fall down on ground. There are three chances. Similarly, when the living entity originally part and parcel of God, the same quality, not the same quantity. It's like spark and fire. The same quality, but not same quantity. Fire is very big. Therefore, the big fire is also is never degraded. But this small fire degrades. So when Krishna comes, big fire comes, he is not degraded. He is a Shuddha. We don't think that because Krishna has come in this material world, so he is also affected by the material quality. No. In Bhagavad Gita, it says, Etat Bhushanam Vilaksha. This is controlling power. Although he comes in this material world, he is not affected by the material quality. Not
Hollywood, he is a Shuddha.
Therefore, Krishna is disguised as a Shuddha. When Arjuna was asking Krishna to move his chariot, so he addressed him as a Shuddha. Srinaya Ruvaya Matre Rasa Sthapaya Me a Shuddha. Why a Shuddha? Because Krishna is the Supreme Lord and Arjuna is giving him in the deity. Arjuna is servant and Krishna is master. Jive Sarupa and Nitya Krishna. Now how this servant can order the master? Etiquette, neither it is possible. Therefore, Arjuna reminded Krishna, Arjuna, my dear friend, you are Arjuna, never fallible. You promised that you can drive my chariot. So now, because you are my driver, I am asking you to follow my order. Don't be sorry. Therefore, Srinaya Rivaya Matri Rata Sthapaya Me Kutsu. This way is mine. Krishna never failed his promise. He remains always. When he was pierced with the arrows, sometimes the chariot driver is killed. The horses are killed. To make the enemy inactive. Because without context, without chariot, driver has to drive. So, Krishna is a Shuddha. He never falls. So this is a false theory that when God falls down, he becomes evil. And when he is again revived in his original position, he becomes God. This is nonsense theory. It has no meaning. God never falls down. And rascal, Pujana Sinana Murha, Manudhenta Namaha. Because they are rascals, they think Krishna as ordinary humans. Pujana Sinana Murha. Therefore, Krishna's Lila. Vrindavan, there are so many rascals that think that Krishna's feeling to the gopi is the same as one young man or young boy plays with another young girl. No. They are different. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratimagna. This feeling in this material world. Between young boys and girls. Their material, they're simply a reflection of the original thing. The Bhagavad Gita Vedanta Sutra, Janmatra Sajapaha, from Brahma, everything is divinity. Without being in Brahma, nothing can be. Manifest or existing in the physical. So this love affair between young girl, young boy, is there in Brahma. That is the meaning of Krishna and the Gopis. So that meaning is what happens reflected in the scripture. It is not the same thing. Different. But those who are not in the knowledge, they take it that the feeling that belongs to Vishnu and the Vrajavasu. It is so nice that actually it must hear about the feelings of the Gopi and Krishna. Then he becomes so elevated in devotion that he forgets the lasting feelings between man and woman. That is the difference. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Amuna Amuyunoti Bhakti Prasilamma Amuyunoti Kama. If one is eligible to hear the feelings of gopis and Krishna, the result will be we'll forget the lasting desires of this material. Therefore, it is not for us the feelings of gopis and Krishna. It is meant for the liberated person. It is here, not the ordinary person. Therefore, this Krishna Lila is given in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Don't jump over. First of all, you try to understand Krishna. What you know? Janma Anasya Janaha Annaya Vilavadasya Anji Vita Vita. To understand Krishna, not only the Bhagavad Gita is the ABCD, and Srimad Bhagavatam begins when one is actually Krishna Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam Guru Prasthama. Let Srimad Bhagavatam begin. So, don't jump over the Krishna Lila, but jump over Radha Krishna. Unless you are a liberated person. This is the discussion. Ujjuta. You must be also Ujjuta. Not falling down from the stamina of pure Buddha. Ujjuta Bodhra. A Vaishnav, when he asked about his identification, he is Ujjuta Bodhra. Now I belong to the Ujjuta. Not to my original family. Therefore, for the sannyasi, when he asks, what is your identification, it is says, Purvashram. Purvashram means, formerly, I belong to such and such family. Now, I belong to the family of Krishna. Uttudabha. This is etiquette. One should not be aware about the identification. Because he has given us the family relationship. So he should not be bothered. That is not etiquette. Even somebody inquired, he should inquire like Purvasam. What was your Purvasam? Before taking sannyas, what was your identity? So, protection has been to become in the family of Bodhisattva. Bodhisattva Bodhisattva. Bodhisattva means having. In India, there are Bodhisattvas of between the received name Bodhisattva Bodhisattva, Ashtama Bodhisattva, Bodhisattva Bodhisattva, like that. So, they are coming. Disciple succession or family. of them, when yourself, some of them are coming from the enemy, and some of them are coming from desired senses. But both of them are of the same purpose. So that's what it is. And that's the Uttuta Purpose. Those are renounced order of life, they are gone.